Police have asked the lower house to waive parliamentary immunity in the case of MPs Andrei Babiš, the leader of the ANA party, and his deputy chairman Jaroslav Faltinek. The police are pursuing an investigation regarding the Stork's Nest, a recreation centre and hotel complex, which belonged to a firm owned by Mr. Babiš's agro-technical giant Agrofert. The company received a 50 million crown EU grant for small and medium-sized companies in what may have constituted fraud. Jan Wellinger has the story.
The Stork's Nest affair first flared up last year, prompting an investigation by the Czech police, but also the European Fraud Office. The investigation took a big step forward on Thursday when the police formally asked the lower house to strip two of the main actors in the case, ANA leader and former businessman Andrei Babiš and party deputy leader Jaroslav Faltinek, to be stripped of parliamentary immunity. Mr. Faltinek said he would not try and prevent any moves regarding the police investigation, but did stress he was being, in his view, victimized by the police. And his party leader, Andrei Babiš, went further, calling the step nothing less than part of a political battle to discredit him as a politician ahead of the autumn election.
I don't understand what the police are building on. It's basically a sad last-ditch effort by those who ordered it to prevent me from running in the elections this fall.
Mr. Babiš added that he had a meeting with investigators not long ago, where he said he was told he was a witness, not a suspect. In the case, 50 million crowns in EU funds went to a firm which, at the time, was not owned by Agrofert but had been transferred to Mr. Babiš's adult children and to his son-in-law. The politician maintained from the start that he had done nothing wrong, and in the public eye, the scandal had little effect on his party's popularity. Polls before and since routinely place ANO as the clear favorite in the upcoming election. Some analysts suggest on Thursday that potential fallout over the Stork Nest affair could change that. Following the police request, politicians across the political spectrum, from the ruling Social Democrats to the opposition Topo 9 and Communists, indicated they would likely back the motion to strip Mr. Babiš and his fellow MP of immunity. Topo 9 leader Miroslav Kalousek.
There are two things the police request can pertain to, either Mr. Babiš's crown bonds or the Stork's Nest. It's either of those two things. I can tell you we will unequivocally support the motion. If it's about something else, then we'll see.
Former Speaker of the Lower House and member of the Civic Democratic Party, Miroslava Němcová, responded to the timing of the police request so close to the next election.
I have to trust in the professionalism of the police and that the investigation had reached a stage where it was not possible to hold off the request and wait until after the election. That would be a clear double standard.
The police request will now be discussed by a special lower house committee, and MPs could then address the matter in their first post-holiday session on September 5th.